This is the morning brief from the Economic Times.
Last week, IT giant Infosys was in the news for a clause that bars its outgoing staff from joining rivals or clients for 6 months. This made the employees so angry that the union actually complained to the Labour Ministry. What's more, the ministry heard them out and summoned Infosys to set up a joint discussion with the union.
This ministry is itself taking care of this case. So the Honorable Labour Minister Bhupinder Yadav himself is looking into this case, and he has, you know, downloaded the information to their Labour Department.
This clause has not sprung up out of the blue. Remember the rivalry between Coke and Pepsi back in the 90s?
Two of the biggest companies on earth waging an all-out battle to capture people's imagination and dominate the other as the coolest drink on the block.
The rivalry spilled over from hoardings to human resources. Both companies saw massive attrition. Employees from one company constantly moved to the other, tipping the scales of workforce now in Coke's favor, then again in Pepsi's. Then came this controversial non-compete clause. It was the first to be widely reported across media. From then to the Infosys versus employees dispute now, what has changed? What are these clauses and what does the law say? Is attrition the only concern and reason to invoke this clause? Also, why are the attrition levels so high? And most importantly, are employee unions in India strong enough to make the companies like Infosys roll back and even remove such clauses from their contracts? Let's find out all this and more from the union leader himself who led this fight, a lawyer, and my colleague who closely tracks IT companies and particularly this development. It's Friday, the 6th of May. I'm your host, Bhavya Dilipkumar, and you are listening to Non-Compete Claustrophobia on The Morning Brief. How did the events unfold?
Starting this year, there was a huge demand in the market related to the IT employees. There is great demand for talent, and each and every employee is getting minimum one or two offers outside the organization.
That is Harpreet Singh Saluja, president of the Pune-based staff union Nascent Information Technology Senate, or NITES. You heard him at the beginning of this episode.
What triggered this was counter offer from every organization. So if an employee was working, supposedly in Infosys, he was getting offers from HCL, IBM, and Accenture, and multiple organizations as well. Because there was a huge demand globally, employees were being hired with 60%, 70%, up to 80% hike also was offered to them. Due to this, what happened? The employees started putting down their papers in large numbers. Post that, what happened? The Infosys attrition level crossed almost 28% right now. It became a trend post-January that when the employee was putting down the papers, the HR used to go back to the employee asking, what is the reason that you are trying to leave the organization?
Okay.
So employees were going back to the HR state, showing them the offer letter that they had received from another organization. And they were showing that, okay, I'm getting such and such hike outside the organization. If you are ready to match this package and if you're able to provide me this much salary, then I'll stick to you.
Okay.
For a brief period of time, you can say that the employee in the companies were doing so. It is not just regarding the Infosys I'm talking about. It became a trend in the industry itself. So every company was trying to match up with the offer that the employee was getting outside the organization just to stop attrition or bring that percentage down.
Okay.
But when it became habitual and the companies, after matching up with the package that the employees were getting outside, they were not able to reduce the attrition level. In that case, what they did, they used the non-compete agreement, which they had made the employee sign at the time of joining. They started using it as a weapon. though we understand and we agree that it has been there since years, it is not new that has been added to the offer letter. And it is with multiple organizations. It is not just with Infosys. But we can say that the Infosys recently started enforcing it. So they were trying to stop the employees from joining another organization just by showing them in a meeting room. They were showing the employees this non-compete agreement that they had signed 4 years, 5 years, 6 years back. And probably they don't even remember that they have signed such kind of document.
Right,
the very
right.
first place.
But did the enforcement of this clause actually help bring down the attrition levels? And how did the employees feel about this?
To a certain level, it stopped the attrition because employees were threatened that if you breach this kind of agreement, what will happen? First, there will be legal repercussions that the employee will face. Second, there is a strict background check policy in IT sector. So if the employee, you know, tries to hide the fact and if he wants to join the competitor, but obviously in background check, he will be caught. So they also told the employee that there will be a negative remark in the background verification. And once that negative remark is there, it will be very difficult for the employee to find another job. So this is how the problem started, and we started receiving complaints last month. And till date, we have received almost 75-80 complaints from the employees we have received that such and such practice was started by the Infosys. They were threatened and they were in huge dilemma whether to breach this contract or what kind of legal consequences they will need to face. They felt like the company is not doing or taking correct measures. They felt like a bonded labor.
So the attrition level was a trigger point for employers to try and enforce this non-compete clause. I called my colleague Sai Ishwar to help me decode what led to the attrition levels and why such a big corporation like Infosys is worried about this.
If you look at the March ending quarter results, attrition is the biggest pain point for all the IT companies, not only Infosys. TCS, Wipro, Infosis, and all top four IT companies have said that like their attrition is more than 20%. And that is actually to do with the hot job market. If you look at Infosys, they among the top four IT companies, their attrition rate is 27.7, which is again all-time high. At least post-pandemic, last 2-3 quarters, attrition has been like steadily climbing. But the management is saying it's because of we are seeing it on a total 12-month basis. But if you look at it at a standalone basis, it's been falling. But yeah, we've spoken to HR experts and all. They're saying this will be the case at least till end of 2022.
And what basically are the other ways in which the companies can avoid it? I mean, if not for invoking a problematic clause, is there any other way they could avoid this?
So we spoke to HR experts. So the number one tool they're using is freshers. If these experienced hands are going off, they're using freshers. Like actually all the IT companies have doubled, in fact, their initial fresher numbers for the FY22, the recently concluded year. And apart from that, they're opening up a lot of monetary compensation like variable pay, ESOPs, to make sure that employees have skin in the game, giving them shares and promotions. And also one more interesting thing we've heard from HR experts and the companies themselves is that they're venturing into tier 2 and tier 3 cities and towns like Vizag, Kolkata and all. So that they're saying here the cost is much lesser for the talent. And also they're saying the stickiness is even more because obviously like they're closer to home and also there are fewer number of choices. So they're saying offices are going to these locations than employees coming to offices. So this is another interesting development.
Okay, so basically pandemic played a role too in this.
These employees have returned to their base locations. So once they've asked them, asked them to come back to office, that's again triggering. Like they are showing multiple offers saying that, hey, we are getting option of work from home. So obviously it doesn't make sense for us to come to office. There's this rent and all other expenses which is attached because they are saving all those expenses if they're working from home.
That's interesting. I mean, working from the comfort of home for more than 2 years and realizing how time and money saving it is, any employee, or let's say most employees, would want to look for a company that supports this. Now let me try and decode the legal aspects of this very bone of contention between the corporate and the employees' union. I spoke to Anshul Prakash, who's a partner at Khaitan & Company and is a labor law expert. What does the law exactly say about the non-compete clause?
A typical non-compete clause may or may not be that detailed, but largely you would have a language that for a particular time frame, which may be anywhere between 6 months to 1 year, an employee will not be taking up employment or taking up investment opportunities or working as a consultant to any organization which is effectively competing or operating in the same field or business which the employer is currently operating. So that's the crux of a non-compete covenant. But there are instances where employers would also have a very clear list which will elaborate on the competitors who have been identified by these organizations against whom it will pose an issue if the employer joins the services of such organization.
So we kept hearing from the employees' union that this non-compete clause is illegal. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah. I will very quickly cover this particular point, Bhavya. In terms of having this kind of a clause or a covenant, which covers obligations of employees to not join a competitor post termination of employment or exit from services, under the law, it is void at the very outset. But the whole point is about enforceability of these covenants as opposed to inclusion of these covenants in employment contracts being termed illegal.
What Anshul is saying is that the clause in itself cannot be enforced by companies unless the company proves that the new employment offer from a rival or a client is illegal. Like, let's say there is sharing of confidential data or violation of security norms. How did the company even come up with this? Is it okay for companies to put it in the contract that employees sign?
No, absolutely. In fact, this is a very customary approach. Across industries, it's not just about a particular sector. This is something which is very commonly placed in majority of employment contracts and service agreements, where post-tenure non-compete obligations or covenants are clearly set out in those contractual obligations. And besides the whole point about enforceability, it is more about having a moral deterrent in place wherein employees would know that it's not that simple for somebody to just leave one fine day and join a competitor. There are concerns other than the business confidentiality information which needs to be protected vis-a-vis the employee who would eventually join a competitor in breach of his ongoing obligations.
Mr. Anshul, help me understand the legality a little bit more. So you're saying that, you know, the problem or the concern arises only when the enforceability comes into play, right? So what is exactly the difference? I mean, as an employee, I sign a contract and I see that this is a term. And when do I know that the company is enforcing it and not? I mean, what is the difference, if you could explain?
Sure. Two-pronged approach here. One is about identifying whether the alternate employment an employee is seeking is actually that of a competitor. So just to take a very quick hypothetical example, two automobile companies or two private security companies or any other sector. Okay. Now, one can very quickly identify from various sources, whether it is LinkedIn, whether it is any other social media profile where you need to have some kind of a profiling done at your own personal level as to which organization you are associated. So the previous organization may likely get to know that the person has already joined that organization. And most likely things go back to the original past employment contract, which has a post-termination or post-tenure non-compete covenant. And most of the time, an employer would at least make an attempt to first educate or make the employee recall what he signed up for and how him having joined that competitor is in breach of those obligations. And I'm not getting into, again, the enforceability or legality part of it. This is a contractual obligation that you signed up for, and that's where things are. So sometimes what may happen, Bhavya, is that you may ask the employee to simply, while moving out, execute another undertaking which will simply recall the existing obligations. Just to let him know that while you are moving out, you are being relieved, don't forget what you have already signed up for. So that's the in practice perspective I wanted to put forth.
We reached out to Infosys on this and the company wrote back to us. Beginning quote, "This is a standard business practice in many parts of the world for employment contracts to include controls of reasonable scope and duration to protect confidentiality of information and customer connection." End quote. So this is basically what Anshul said. The company also said that these are fully disclosed to all job aspirants before they decide to join Infosys and do not have the effect of preventing employees from joining other organizations. While legally the non-compete clause doesn't sound as alarming, it sure did confuse and made employees feel threatened. This was signed while joining, and many never really thought that this will come as a barrier to their career growth. While this could be a standard practice across India and for many corporations globally too, there is a small catch. There's something called garden leaves.
When we talk about, you know, global practices being taken by these IT companies, in US and UK, there is a procedure or concept called garden leave. So if a company is, you know, enforcing this non-compete agreement, supposedly in this case, Infosys asked the employees not to join their competitor for 6 months. So the company has to pay the exact salary for 6 months to that employee. In this case, they have missed on that part. They have just said, you know, get the non-compete agreement signed with the employee, but they are not giving any kind of garden leave, you know, package to the employee.
Garden leaves are provided in India as well, by the way. However, it usually is for the higher managerial or higher executive roles and not for any outgoing staff. While voicing these out is great and necessary, are unions in India, especially in the IT services industry, strong enough to make impactful changes?
See, unions are powerful in India because they have, under the Trade Union Act, they have statutory powers as well. They have bargaining powers as well. And that is how the Labour Ministry is working and taking actions on our complaint. But the thing is, there is no union for a particular organization, because one, when we see from that perspective and we see, whenever we thought about trade union, we think about like, it's a group of employees who are working in an organization and protesting against the illegal practices. But in IT sector, it is not like that. So what happens is, in the back of mind, we always compare IT sector with the manufacturing sector and the unionization in manufacturing sector with the unionization in IT sector. So it will take its own course of time. But now, see, if we had not started complaining about it, or if we had not started fighting against it, we had not achieved success in so many cases.
Mm-hmm.
So just because there was no one to raise the voice, the companies were doing each and every illegal practice according to their will. Now we are raising voice, and the companies also know that some kind of practices needs to be stopped. There are a lot of labor laws that are not being abided by the IT organization. This kind of awareness, we are trying to, you know, give to the employees so that they can, you know, raise their voice. At least they can raise questions.
Indian corporations call it a standard practice, and legally it is quite clear that unless there is a strong evidence that there is a breach of security, this clause cannot be enforced. However, the clause is problematic and can be misused when there is a lack of awareness. Attrition rates are alarming and it is worrisome. At the same time, the war for talent is also increasing. Post-pandemic, employees are finding newer avenues for their talent and better career options. While the company stands clear that the clause affects none, there is ambiguity and confusion among employees. Invoking a non-compete clause would just be a failed tool to curb attrition rates. As Harpreet puts it, the way ahead is awareness, more policies, and strong labor laws regulating the corporations from misusing such clauses. Thank you so much, Anshul, Harpreet, and Sai. Thank you for listening. That's all from us today. You've been listening to Non-Compete Claustrophobia on The Morning Brief. I'm your host, Bhavya Dilip Kumar, signing off. Producers of this episode, Diya Reki from Economic Times and Swati Joshi from Awaaz. Sound editor, Soundarya Jayachandran from Awaaz. Executive producer, Arijit Barman. Special thanks to Anirban Chaudhary and Indranil Bhattacharji. If you liked this episode, please make sure to share it on your social media. The Morning Brief airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Have a great day. All clips used in this episode belong to their respective owners. Credits mentioned in the description box.